Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox this week, along with Dan Buck. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, man. We have got a great show going here. And Jim Talent coming up, one of my favorite former senators. Got to work with Jim a lot on different policies back when he was senator. He was a great one. Him and Kit Bond serving at the same time in the U.S. Senate was phenomenal.
Very good.
Great, yep.
You know, one of the stories you covered, the St. Louis older woman who thought someone shot out her mirror in her truck, but really it was she slammed it into a parked car and it made a noise similar to it. Police believe her. It is believable, I guess, in St. Louis that something like that would happen, but that's pretty embarrassing, I think.
To hit another vehicle and you don't know you hit another vehicle, that's the part I don't get.
And think about how close she had to have gotten. If the rearview mirror got hit, she could have easily caused so much damage to the car if her truck would have sideswiped it or even worse, hit the back end of it or something along those lines.
Yeah, apparently she was going to like a barbecue, a family event or something, and that's where they came to her because somebody, I think, reported the damage. No, actually, she phoned it in that someone had shot out her rearview mirror. And it's all mangled. They have a picture of it in the Post. And
yeah.
There's a photo of her mangled. I don't know how that sound. I get maybe it resembled a gunshot, but how do you not look over and see that your mirror's mangled and that you were literally right next to another car and took out its mirror? So I don't know. It's a weird story. Oh, you saw the video?
Yeah, they had it posted. The KSDK had it posted. So it was someone's either back door, ring camera, something along those lines. And there she is driving, and you can hear it slap. And it doesn't sound like a gunshot, but it sounds, you know, a loud bang noise. I guess if you're unfamiliar with what a gunshot sounds like in real life, then maybe if you're not paying attention, you can mistake in it.
Yeah, maybe.
But of course, the inclination is obviously it's someone else's fault. That's the default for everyone anymore. They're not responsible for anything anymore. And so I can see why that was the conclusion she came to.
Yeah. Or just left the scene of a crime and hope nobody would notice and she wouldn't get reported. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just a weird story. Let's leave it at that. That there are people who think that rubbing against another car sounds like a gunshot and breaking the glass on your window or on your rearview mirror. We'll see. It's going to go nowhere. It's just another story. Yeah, it's over.
Embarrassing, but it's over. Let's go to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
In too many countries, including, sadly, right here in the United States, democracy is under siege. The polite phrase for this is democratic backsliding.
Democratic backsliding. She just makes up stuff. And why do people keep getting her on to do interviews? I guess she was, did you hear the reason of their little Clinton Foundation summit thing is that they single-handedly are going to undo the damage done by shutting off U.S. aid. Oh, really? So now you're going to become the fraudulent agency to give money to NGOs so they can funnel it back to Democratic lawmakers. Got it.
Yeah.
You're going to take the place of all of the fraud going on at USAID. And the Clinton Foundation is going to proudly step into that void of horrific funneling of money into NGOs.
We have a long track record and experience of funneling money, so we hope you choose us at the Clinton Foundation.
Please make your contribution to 1-800-CLINTON. Right.
You know, we can tone down the rhetoric, and that's the right message. But you also have to start looking at what policies you've implemented, what tactics you're using, because if you tone down the rhetoric but you leave those other pieces in place, nothing's going to change.
So that was Christopher O'Leary at MSNBC. My takeaway from that, essentially what he was arguing, was even if you tone down the rhetoric, what caused that shooter to act the way he did is still in place. So you're not going to prevent the next thing unless you cave in to what the shooter wanted to begin with, which is a terrible way to approach the Charlie Kirk assassination and any other shooting.
And what he says is not accurate, right? When he says that they're all lone actors, right, and they're not coordinating with any groups, the FBI is clearly saying that there seems to be some coordination on this online platform of all these transgender people that were encouraging him to do it. There were warnings before the shooting being put out by people on that platform. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how many people are involved. I think there's going to be accomplices brought forward. I do. I think there's...
2 weeks ago today that we saw a political assassination in Utah that tore the heart out of much of this country. This is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or CBP. This must stop.
Politically motivated violence. There's a lot of it going on right now. It has been going on for a while, but for the most part, it was spread out, as in, like, you know, you can go back and imagine the Bernie Sanders shooter, the guy that went out to the congressional practice for Republicans and just wanted to kill people because of health care and their disagreement on that. And it was kind of like laid dormant for a long time, it seemed like, but we're seeing an uptick in this over and over and over again now.
And if you don't think that the rhetoric against ICE nationwide and all of the Democrats who are screaming, they're tipping off people in communities when ICE is trying to do it, their police departments are not cooperating with these ICE officers. They're encouraging, in many cases, that people take action. Well, what else would you be thinking besides violent action? You know, this is 100% blood on the hands of lawmakers who continually try to hinder ICE from enforcing the very laws that they approved at the congressional level. That's what's crazy about this, is that these officers are merely out there trying to enforce laws that the lawmakers put in place, and now the lawmakers are demonizing them for doing so. It's unbelievable. It really
is. Real quick. Can I play the Hillary Clinton clip? And I don't want to look at the substance of what she's saying, because it's stupid.
I think we've hit our Hillary quota here. I'm just saying.
All I want to say is, when did she start talking like a robot? Because I want you to listen to how she is talking, and she sounds robotic, as if she was replaced by one of these
aliens,
AI people, aliens. Yeah. So we don't even have to play the whole thing. Just listen to the way she's speaking. And you tell me, did she turn into a robot? This is clip 9.
Nearly 3/4 of the world's population today lives under autocratic regimes. In too many countries, including, sadly, right here in the United States, democracy is under siege. The polite phrase for this is democratic backsliding.
Yeah.
But that's a euphemism that doesn't meet the moment. Let's call it what it is. It's a power grab. The rule of law isn't slip.
It's just all basically that for the whole speech.
Well, it's,
and then she talks like this the whole speech.
She's getting the tempo of Barack Hussein Obama. who just can't get the next word out. You know what I thought? I don't know if you know, everybody is like playing these streams and different cuts and bits from Kamala's new book. Do you? Ethan's going to cue this up for me. But I said, what if we slowed Kamala's book voice, because she narrates her own book, what if we slowed that down to Obama-like speed? Well, what would that sound like of her giving her testimony in her book of 107 days of complete idiocracy, whatever it's called? But let's listen to her at, like, let's put it like 30% speed, 30% reduction in the normal speaking voice speed of Kamala. Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
I was still in my workout clothes, my unbrushed hair tangled in its scrunchie.
She sounds drunk.
Despite that,
she don't have to slow her down. This sound drunk.
Listen. The moment. Before I went upstairs to take a long overdue shower.
Wait, is this real time speed or is this slowed down?
This is slowed down.
Gonna get wild. I thought this was real. Okay.
I'm sorry. I was just humoring myself there. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's how she talks, though.
Yeah, so. Yeah, when she's drunk, she definitely sounds like that. But
there's a lot of times where people wondered the laughing, the cackling. Oh, I thought that was real time speed. I was like, wait a minute.
No. Okay, just for the record, I did slow her down to about 70% of her normal speaking. I mean, yeah, that was only 70. We reduced it by 30%. And that's get a drunk Kamala. It's pretty funny because I couldn't listen to the book in any other way. Because
even that makes it even worse. It stretches it longer.
And she's throwing everybody under the bus in this book. I freaking love it. It's like, this is what Democrats do. They eat their own when they're no longer of value to them. So Joe Biden's camp apparently furious over what's in the book because it makes him look like such a villain, which he is.
But, all right.
Yeah.
Crazy former stuff. U.S. Senator Jim Talent. Hey, we love him. We're going to have him come up next.
Thanks for humoring me on that. Letting you play her at 70%.
97.1
Traffic FM from the...
Joining us now, former U.S. Senator here in Missouri and chairman of the Reagan Institute's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
National Leadership Council, Jim Talent. Good morning, sir.
Oh,
Mr. Talent.
Hold on just a second. Now he's hot. There we go, Jimmy.
There we go. We got you.
Hey, Ryan. I guess I'm on now.
There you go.
Oh, we got you. So I wanted to get your take on what we've seen the last couple of days. The UN General Assembly happening in New York City. It seems like the general theme for the UN meeting this time around is the UN is useless. So is that pretty much, that's my take, and I feel like most people are starting to figure that out.
Yeah, or worse than useless, particularly in Gaza, because the UN aid has been taken by Hamas over the years, and I think with the connivance of the UN, and therefore made it worse. So, President Trump is a practical man rather than an ideological man. I don't think we're ever going to see an explicit Trump doctrine in foreign policy. Now, he has people who can talk on that level. I mean, he has Rubio, he has Vance. He just doesn't choose to do it. And I think his messages to the UN were on practical issues. He's saying, look, you're making Gaza worse by recognizing Palestine, which is true. He said, if you really hate the Russians that much and you want to help Ukraine, then stop buying Russian energy, which is true. And he's saying you're opening your borders is creating tremendous domestic unrest, which is undermining the stability of your societies. And that's true as well. So it was a message to many of the countries there. It was a message to the UN. It was Donald Trump saying, get in touch with reality. Start aligning your actions with what you say you want. Instead of these farces that you go through, these pantomimes that you go through for domestic political purposes, I thought it was, I thought it was very refreshing, and you know, now it's the interesting thing about it. Another interesting thing to me, Ryan, is the president is a little bit like H.W. Bush, believe it or not, in the sense that he conducts foreign policy on a very personal level. You saw his phone call with Macron when Macron's motorcade was stopped. He knows all these people. It's not like the first term. They recognize him. I think they respect him. And I'm sure in the conversations he has with them, there are many of them who say, well, yeah, you know, you're right, but I can't do that. Well, what do you want to bet?
Jim, when you were a senator, I always admired your ability to be diplomatic, to work on both sides of the aisle, to get, you know, consensus from Republicans and Democrats when working on various issues. But with this president and his boldness in things like what you just talked about at the UN, where he just pretty much pragmatically dismantles everything that they're doing, including the energy. I mean, go right down the line of everything he talked about. Does that hurt us on a global stage, or do you think that, and certainly I know some leaders don't like him, but in the eyes of people in many of these foreign nations, do you think they respect the fact that he's kind of pointing out the obvious and he's going after them on free speech issues, going after them on energy issues that are pocketbook issues for people all over the world? Do you think he gains their confidence, or is he hated globally? I mean, the left likes to make you think like he's hated everywhere.
No, I think we have to, I can answer that on two levels, Ryan. I think as a personality, the press in place in Europe, in particular, let's just separate Western Europe from the rest of the world, because I think the president is personally reasonably popular. I mean, for people who know him, like in Asia, within Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, our Asian allies. In Western Europe, the press has made him out in such a negative way that if you polled it, they would say, no, we don't like Donald Trump. Now, if you polled the issues that Donald Trump is talking about, not only do they like that, but they're forming very substantial domestic political movements and parties in order to take power exactly to carry out the same kinds of policies that Trump is doing here. And we're seeing this all throughout Western Europe. I mean, Keir Starmer has, the last time I looked, he has a 17% approval rating in the United
States.
And if the election were held tomorrow, and everybody agrees with this, Nigel Farage in Reform would win an overwhelming majority in the House of Commons. So Trump, I mean, they're not at the stage yet where they can see through what their press is saying about Trump. And even some of the conservative press that I read, like in the United Kingdom. I don't read the French conservative press because I don't read French. It's kind
do they
of
even have it?
Well, Jim Talent.
You know, I read about it. But so I think that's probably the answer. You know, Trump is bold, no holds barred in his rhetoric, but it's on behalf of centrist objectives. That's what's so interesting about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
there's a lot.
Let's close the border. Yeah, let's close the border. Let's stop crime. Let's revive the manufacturing base. Let's produce energy. I mean, none of these things are extreme at all.
I think you're right on. There's a lot interesting about him. Jim Talent, former U.S. Senator, chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jim.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Joining us now, Director of Municipal Policy at the Show Me Institute, David Stokes. Thank you for coming on this morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Great to be on the air with you.
We saw that St. Louis considering restrictions on golf cart use. Some of those restrictions, you have to be 16 years old, have a driver's license, and travel at speeds less than 25 miles an hour, becoming a problem in some neighborhoods. What's your take on that?
Well, my take is that, look, in fairness to the sponsor of the bill and the proposals, these aren't especially egregious new regulations. You know, my point of view is generally not to support new regulations unless there's a really good reason for them. But some of these seem, you know, reasonable enough. Like, you should be, if you're driving a golf cart on city streets, you should be 16. And not parking them on sidewalks is another rule, and that's perfectly fair. And it actually turns out a lot of suburbs in the region have similar rules. But we're just paying attention to it now because it's the city. And I, you know, when I'm down in Soulard is where I see the golf carts the most of all. I know there are in other neighborhoods too, but you see a lot down there. So all that said, you know, I still remain to be a little more convinced as to the need for this. One of the members of the board who's opposed to it was quoted in the Post story saying he raised a couple of really good points. First and foremost, how are the police going to enforce these new rules? I mean, that's probably the best, most realistic argument against it right now. I mean, with the city being short hundreds of cops from what they need out enforcing more important laws, more serious laws, asking them to crack down on golf cart abuses is a bit much. And then, you know, I've heard in the story in the Post, they had interviewed a lot of people about it. And, you know, they raised the same point I would raise. It may be fair now. By fair, I mean these new regulations. They may be reasonable now. But like so many regulations, what's going to come next? I mean, will they soon be having annual inspection requirements like a few other suburbs do? Will they be putting even more limits on where you can drive them and when you can drive them and who can drive them? So I think it's a very fair concern to say what's next with the next regulation if you let these first ones come into play. So it's a really interesting debate, and I love stories that take sort of ordinary things and put the regulation question right in front of people, because it's not some esoteric new regulation that's only going to affect a few businesses or something. In this case, it's golf carts. Like, everybody knows what a golf cart is like. People get it.
Yeah. David Stokes is our guest with the Show Me Institute. David, I'll tell you what's next in this thing, and that is if they start making these regulations and rules against it, the next thing you know, the Democrats down in the city are going to recognize that these things also aren't licensed or inspected. I see taxation coming next, right? I see them making, oh, if you're going to have that on the road, you got to have a $100 license plate on there, and you got to have it inspected every year, and, you know, for those electric emissions, you know. But why aren't they, enforcing all of these street gang motorcycles and ATVs that are flying around these neighborhoods at high rates of speed, doing their donuts, doing their crazy stuff? That's what they should be focused on. Why are they going after slow moving vehicles of people just going up the street to the market or to their local restaurant in their golf cart and taking up less parking spaces? You know,
absolutely. And those were the points made in the Post story by Alderman Shane Cohn, who seems opposed to these bills. He pointed out that many of the things being proposed here are actually already in law. Like, you know, you don't need to say exactly that a golf cart can't park on a sidewalk. Like, if you're blocking a sidewalk with something, it's already an ordinance violation.
Right.
And there's already state laws that, you know, you have to be 16 to drive these and the like. So, right. So you could just enforce current laws as they exist for some of these ideas, you know, maybe not all of the new regulations, but some of them. And absolutely, the tax question is perfectly fair. Is that next? Now you got to get the city required city golf cart plate at $100 a year and that annual inspection. I think the Post said it's Webster Groves. I hope I have the city right, that does require an inspection if you live in Webster and drive your golf cart around the town. It's not an annual thing. It's a one-time thing, in fairness to Webster. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Webster made it an annual thing going forward. So we've seen enough abuse of regulations at the federal, state, and local level around America to know that, of course, when they first come into play, they are often reasonable and modest, yet they grow, and as you know, stakeholders get a hold of them and start to use them for benefits to certain industries or whatever they be. I'm speaking very general here, not just about golf carts, but people then take advantage of the regulations. Government grows them. They start putting in, you know, more fines and permits and whatever it may be. So all this stuff is perfectly legitimate. And then the final point there. Well, what about the gangs of people on the dirt bikes that are creating all the damage and they're not stopping that? Right, like that gets back to Alderman Cohn's point. How are you going to have the police enforce these new golf cart regulations when they have so many more important things to do?
Well, you can't run from the cops on a golf cart. That's one thing. You know, you're not outrun them at 24 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I live in the free county of St. Charles County, and we right in Newtown, where there's, you know, every house pretty much has a golf cart, and it's just part of the community culture, and it's fun, and it's, you know, easy. It's open air. They are safe. We don't have golf cart accidents that I'm aware of. You know, and
that's private in a sense, though, right? The streets
it's public. No, they're city owned streets. I mean,
okay.
St. Charles City has.
This may surprise you. I'm generally okay with these type of golf cart bans because I hate seeing these stupid things on sidewalks. If you're in a neighborhood and you're driving in the street, I have no problem with it. That's no big deal to me. But there's been times where I've been walking on the sidewalk and then a golf cart will come up behind you expecting you to move out of the way. I'm a jerk
on a sidewalk?
Sidewalk, yeah.
No. That's not
I
good.
Walk and I don't yield. I let them ride slow behind me and fester in it. That's the stuff I don't want to see. Get off the sidewalk. If keep it in the street is okay.
Do you know what I've noticed, though, is that golf carts make vehicle drivers slow down. In other words, we can only go 25 miles an hour, and people fly through these residential districts
a lot. In neighborhoods.
But because there's so many golf carts in Newtown, it slows main vehicle traffic down significantly because they never know when a golf cart's going to come around the corner or be in front of them. So people do seem more cautious and slow in communities where there's a lot of golf carts driving around, which nothing wrong with slowing down mainstream traffic in a residential area, is there? I mean, just my two cents there. I'm a big proponent for golf carts, and I think it's you know, fun. I'm going to start a T-shirt thing. Keep your greedy, grubby hands, government, off my golf cart. Exactly.
I didn't realize that golf carts can go over 25 mile an hour. I thought that for the most part, that was like the most they can go. But apparently you can soup these things up to go
I got a newer one. I set the regulator at 25. So, you know, if my grandkids or my kids come in town, they don't go nuts on it. But you can get some of them to go, you know, low 30s.
Well, David Stokes, by the way, with the Show Me Institute, if people wanted to look up your work, where can they go?
We got a lot of information on the question of regulatory abuse and regulatory overreach, for whether it's about golf carts or bigger topics, but not more fun topics than this. This is a pretty fun topic.
That's really fun.
ShowMeInstitute.org, and people can follow me on Twitter at David C. Stokes.
Awesome. Appreciate you, David. Thank you, man, and all the good work at the Me Institute. Appreciate it.
Always great being on the air with you. Great talking with you.
Awesome.
You're telling me you don't see golf carts on the sidewalks where you're at?
No, gosh, no. Because we allow them on the streets. And so there's no, in fact, they actually have signs on certain cut through areas where a golf cart might be tempted to cut through from one area to another that say no carts on sidewalk.
Yeah.
And people abide by it. I don't ever see people violating those rules and driving on the sidewalk. They stay in the streets and they park appropriately. You can get way more golf carts in a parking area because you can put them in diagonally. You can get like three golf carts where one car would normally park. So when you're
we're
going up to the wine bar or up to, you know, the market or the post office, whatever in Newtown, you can get a lot more golf carts parked around those areas than you can vehicles. So that's why
we have
ice cream. We have pizza parlors. We've got a great Mexican restaurant. We got a new sports bar that just moved in, all in the downtown Newtown area. So, and we have farmers markets on weekends and concerts, and people drive their golf carts up to the amphitheater. It's part of the culture and the community. And, you know, there's actually been talk at the state level to some degree of trying to put in golf cart rules and regulations, and of course licensing, and just another money grab by the government. So.
Yep. All right. We have another buck. Don't you know what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You bet.
Coming up after the break on 97.1 FM Talk.
Buck don't give a f.
Normally on this segment, Thursday, it is our Thankful Thursday, where I usually feature somebody out on social media who is showing gratitude, giving thanks, giving praise, doing, you know, God's work or something. Today, it's different. This time, it's my gratitude for this guy who's on social media. He is just such a warrior. He challenges these people on mainstream media when they, you know, speak nonsense and foolishness. Most recently, Don Lemon this week attacked the 100,000 people at the stadium of Charlie Kirk's memorial with just some horrific comments. And one of my favorite truthsayers out on social media was on it. He gets on people immediately after they say stuff, and he was on Don Lemon. I have featured this warrior before. His name is Officer Brandon Tatum, and this segment, you're going to love this. This was Don Lemon. He calls out this monster for basically chastising all the Christians in the room and at the stadium during the Kirk Memorial. This guy's never afraid to put his faith first and challenge people in the mainstream media. So let's give a listen. This is a retired police officer, we just known as Officer Tatum on X. Hit it, Ethan.
There were prayers and tears and moments of silence. But if you stayed long enough for the little bit that I could stay, and then I said, you know what, I'm out.
Yeah, because you're a devil.
If you listen long enough and close enough, if you stayed long enough and you listen close enough,
you heard too much
Jesus.
You could
feel the ground shifting beneath you, because that wasn't just about a man who died. This was about a movement claiming divine permission to rule.
Oh, time. No, fool. You know that demon in you? Not the one on the back of you every night, but the demon that's in your soul?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, you felt the ground when we did. That's the Holy Spirit. But you're running from it, Don. You're running. You heard the. You know the worship. You couldn't handle it because you're a devil. Ain't nowhere in the world you can't watch this and don't feel moved. It wasn't no pep rally. They were worshiping God. You ain't never seen. T.D. Jakes ain't got a church that big. Joe Osteen ain't got a church that big where you have hundreds of thousands of people worshiping God. You know why you felt it, Don Lemon? Because there was another million watching it on TV worshiping God.
Yeah.
You a devil. That's why you feel that way.
Yeah, that is the warrior. I love this guy. I had featured him before on one of my segments, but I thought that one was too good. It goes on about three more minutes. He keeps playing Don Lemon, who just kept stepping in it, and then he'd cut him off, and he'd tell more reasons why Don Lemon really was opposed to this. It's because he's not of God, and he's not living a life of God, and he challenges him. He calls him out, not only for his lifestyle, but for his complete hypocrisy of calling out all these people who are there worshiping and celebrating the life of Charlie Kirk. And I just love him. If you want more information or you want to follow this guy, I strongly recommend. I've been following him for about a year, and he's well over a million on X. Just look up Officer Tatum. He'll come up on your search. He also is out there on Instagram, I know, and I think he's got several videos out on YouTube. I saw him just the other day. He was on with Pierce Morgan. Pierce Morgan is really surprising me lately. He's always, you know, he'd been far left for a while, then kind of came to the middle. But boy, recently, he just seems to be speaking the truth and being on the right way more than he's chiming on the left. It's been a neat transition. And he actually had Officer Tatum on, which I thought was great. He got his perspective and getting him more mainstream. I do say that I think Officer Tatum has a future ahead of him as a broadcaster. He's very, very passionate. I don't think he'll ever be seen on maybe a Fox News, but a Newsmax, somebody like that, I think could pick him up as a talk show host. He's that entertaining. And he's a good interviewer, too. I've heard him do several interviews. So,
you know my favorite part of the Officer Tatum rant there when he says, "Foo!
Foo!"
Come on, like a Mr. T. Foo!
Yeah, he said, that devil on your back. And I'm not talking to the one about every night. You know, because
oh man, that's the thing that'll get him in trouble.
He's not afraid.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But that's the stuff that if you're like a Newsmax or whatever, I don't know if they'd put that on TV. Now you could do that certainly on your internet rants.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, he gets away with a lot more on Instagram and on X than he'd get away on a broadcast station. But
I'm gonna use that today at some point. I'm gonna call someone a fool.
Fool? What you talking about, fool?
Right.
So anyway, get out there and check him out. He is today's Truth Warrior. So we do, right. And also our Thankful Thursday. Tomorrow being Friday, we've got another great segment I've already found for tomorrow's. It'll be good, I promise you.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right, next hour, a fan favorite here, Griff Jenkins, is going to join us, Fox News. And also the CEO and president of a ministry, and some of the different ties we're seeing between the United States and Ukraine as we speak. Rob Hazienza is joining us as well. Action-packed hour coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.